This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump right on into one of those if you want to get on the air and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
Aria DiMezzo joining us from the Call to Freedom, which due to some, emergency family situations had to get cut short today. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Here on this program. Of course, you can join us and bring up anything you want. Mark, you had a few different interesting stories tonight. I didn't ask you to pick one, but you ought to pick one because I kind of liked all
Red Tide.
Three of them. Red Tide. Now, is this really something that people can relate to?
If they go down to Florida, they can. I mean, how many vacations have been ruined at this point?
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of dead fish, and your eyes burn like mustard gas.
Now, Aria, you're from Mississippi, but northern Mississippi, right?
Right.
Okay, so did you spend much time near the coast?
No.
Okay, so you can't probably relate. Do you know what red tide is?
No.
Okay. See, I think there's a lot of people listening.
Oh, I think that's true.
Yeah, who don't know anything about this.
I think that's true, but I think they've heard in many cases. So you have to think about the amount of people who've gone. In the last 2 years, mm-hmm. red tide has been terrible.
It's worse?
In Florida. Yes. You see, that's you're so out of touch with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't live in Florida.
Well, and you don't go on Facebook anymore, where they complain about it constantly.
Yeah.
And, red tides become terrible, like half the year. It
really?
Seems like, yes, it's not just the,
So what is it?
It's a stinky thing, man. It is just like death. The smell of rotting fish, basically. That just, I don't even know if that's accurate, but it's like the best thing that I can relate it to. That just kind of wafts in constantly, basically, during certain periods
so
of time.
So you go to the beach to have a nice day, and
you're disgusted.
Oh, you don't get to the beach because you've been attacked by mustard gas on the way. So, I mean, it really burns the face and eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's called the red tide. So when I was a kid...
But it's actually green water, right?
Yeah, there's no red water.
Yeah, there's no red water. I think it's called red tide because it's red algae that blooms.
Okay. Mm.
But that, I could be wrong on that. Yeah. I'm not the one to tell you. So when I was a kid, every couple few years, you'd have red tide for a week. And then pretty soon, there's red tide week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you were a kid?
Sounds about
just
right.
Just about every year there's red tide. And then red tide starts getting sort of longer, and maybe there's another bloom.
Uh-huh.
And last year and the year before, I'm not going to say that it was as often red tide as it wasn't, but there was extended periods of red tide
mm-hmm.
that made it difficult to go to the beach in certain areas. In some cases, you'd have to go to the other side of the state just to get away from
this
stuff.
Is this something that only affects the Gulf Coast, or is it something that happens in the Atlantic as
well? I'm not familiar. I couldn't tell you.
Huh.
But, you know, it's always been a mystery. I mean, you know, there's this sort of the myths that go around and people weren't exactly sure. But you ask, what is red tide? And they'll say, it's an algae bloom that kills off the fish. What causes the algae bloom? We're not sure. We think it's something seasonal or cyclical.
It says here, according to the Red Tide Frequently Asked Questions, that this is pretty exclusive to the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. And... okay, so it's cyclical. And
well, might it be all that oil that leaked out into the Gulf of Mexico a few years ago that we never...
That.
Interesting.
Because, the oil wouldn't cause this to happen. Let me go ahead and read the articles, because they have now discovered what causes red tide.
Well, some are claiming, right? I mean, I don't know what the details are, but it also says this happens in Mexico as well. So it's not just the Florida side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you lived in the Gulf side of Mississippi, maybe you would have experienced it there. So it's not necessarily a Tampa Bay or, West Coast of Florida thing.
During the height of the past summer's toxic algae bloom, a team of researchers from Florida Gulf Coast University took water samples from the Gulf of Mexico, the Caloosahatchee River, Lake Okeechobee, and to try to identify a common source of pollution. The samples were sent to labs across the country to have their nitrogen compounds analyzed to find out where tested nitrates originated from. Dr. William Misick, who is the leading FGCU's research efforts, and announced the test results during a lecture series discussion Thursday night at the Everglades Wetland Research Park in Naples. Take it to the bank. Red tide is mostly caused on our coastline by nitrate fertilizer. Now, this is what we've been saying for years on the Gulf Coast, is that the farmers are using too many synthetic fertilizers, and they're causing this stuff. And, you know, the libertarian message is that if you put something on your property and it runs off your property and affects somebody else's property, mm-hmm. that's aggression, right?
It's certainly a property trespass or whatever. Yeah.
So the farmers in the state of Florida who are choosing not to use organic fertilizer are causing red tide and costing business in Florida a great deal of
now,
money.
How do you know? Look, I'm not a scientist or whatever, but how do you know?
Something smart is going to follow.
How do you know that that these
nitrates
are only found in the synthetic?
Phosphorus. Yeah.
Phosphorus is a naturally occurring phenomenon, from what I understand, chemical or whatever.
That's the reason they have organic fertilizers, is to prevent stuff like this. This is what happened in the Mississippi Delta, and where they have this thing called a dead zone. Mm-hmm. The dead zone is the size of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's huge. Nothing lives there because they've got, because all this fertilizer comes off of all these rivers into the Mississippi River and then flows down, and the algae kills everything, sucks all the oxygen out of the water. Little fishes can't live there anymore. And we can all wring our hands and say, well, I'm not exactly sure if the organics will do quite as well as you think, but you got to do something. You got to do it right away. The one thing that the Gulf Coast of Florida has is really great beaches. Mm-hmm. And if they're covered in dead fish with mustard gas floating in the air, they're not going to be quite as interesting to the Yankees to come down and spend money. Florida has drug itself out of the knuckle-dragging Stone Age. The redneck Riviera is now something that people want to come to.
It's been that way for many decades, but yeah.
Yeah, well,
people want to go there. And if it's red tide all the time, then they're not going to be as attracted. I mean, Disney World only goes so far. Busch Gardens, you know.
Yeah, well, Busch Gardens and Disney World may not be very pleasant. Red tide makes it inland quite a ways.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it could be certainly Busch Gardens, maybe not Disneyland, but I mean, Disneyland is basically...
You mean the scent from it blows in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Disneyland is basically just a bombed-out phosphate mine anyway.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because that's what they dug all the phosphate out of it, and then the land was really cheap, so Walt Disney bought it. That's the story I always heard. Huh. And, you know, this is Florida lore, as it were. I'd heard that it was the fertilizers, and now take it to the bank.
So,
the guy who is a science guy says, take it to the bank.
Sure, sure. I mean, but there's a lot of science guys out there, and, you know, has the study been duplicated?
Not yet.
It's just an initial study from some college students.
It's really hard to get a study because nobody wants to know the answer, Ian. They have never wanted to know the answer.
It sounds like they did pinpoint nitrate as the problem, and they're pointing to what is probably the most likely source, which would be the
fertilizers
artificial fertilizers.
Yeah, the Caloosahatchee.
That's not exactly a concrete connection.
It's not.
Well, I don't know where the
nitrates are coming from.
I mean, I'm not a professional gardener or anything like that, but I remember working at the garden shop out in at the big Kmart down in Florida, and they have all kinds of, you know, bags of fertilizer, and they tell you, you know, nitrogen's in here, probably nitrites or whatever. I don't know what the heck those are, but that's something that you need to make, you know, ground more fertile for planting. So do the organics provide the nitrites without using stuff that's... I guess I just don't understand how this works. Like, the purpose of fertilizer is to make the ground more fertile. Aren't nitrites important for that? Or is that just a byproduct of making the synthetic fertilizer. Not have the nitrites in the organic fertilizer is what I'm asking you.
I believe that if you get something like Moodoo, which is, you know, one of those...
is that cow poop? Is that what you mean? What's Moodoo?
Yeah, Moodoo is a brand.
I had no idea that was a brand.
Yeah, I know that the nitrates are not as available as they are in the synthetics, and so they don't react as quickly.
Is it a nitrite?
Nitrate.
T-R-A-T-E?
Nitrate, yep.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. If you want to weigh in on Red Tide, we've also got more on the way. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's time that you took the time, and it doesn't take a whole lot of time, to learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. In fact, Bitcoin.com has a great Bitcoin Academy that you can go through in a relatively short order. I think it might take maybe 10, 15 minutes. It's been a while since I've, you know, looked at it and timed it, because I don't need to go through the Bitcoin Academy, but I have assessed it. I've looked at it. I've gone through it in the past, and I thought it was really good. I thought it was a good explanation of the basics about cryptocurrency. So get started over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, you can get the latest news or engage with the community there on the Bitcoin Forum. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin as well.
Oh, yeah, they can help you. They can give you some free Bitcoin. So if you go to wallet.bitcoin.com, you
get a
wallet.
Bitcoin.
You then, what's that?
You're not going to get a whole Bitcoin.
No, but you get some free Bitcoin, yeah. free Bitcoin cash. You go there, you use their faucet at free.bitcoin.com, and then you can spend it at store.bitcoin.com. They've got a real system for you.
I don't think you can actually spend the amount that they give you.
Not in one go.
Yeah.
You're going to have to save it up.
Yeah. So,
it's a little adventure. It's like a video game where you collect stuff.
Yeah. Check it out over at bitcoin.com. I mean, the faucet's cool, but it's more of like a proof of, here you go, here, try this thing out. You can try it for free, basically.
Yeah. I mean, but
you're not
going
to buy anything with it.
Back daily if you felt like it.
I mean, if it happened to shoot up dramatically, then maybe you could buy something with it eventually, but I don't know what the amount is they're giving
it
out.
It can't be much. Pennies, yeah. I would guess.
Right. These faucets are used to, you know, typically, historically, have given out no more than, you know, a few cents worth. But check it out over at bitcoin.com. All right, so we're talking about this story, Mark, that you say is a revelation, basically. You're very excited by this news from some college.
I'm not happy, to be clear.
Okay, well, you seem to be excited by the news because...
Excited is true.
This red tide...
Happy is not.
Red tide has been an issue that has plagued the Gulf Coast, not just Florida, but apparently all around the Gulf of Mexico, according to Wikipedia and other news articles about it. But you and I, Mark, we grew up on the sun coast of Florida, and we grew up with red tide to some extent. Now, I didn't live near the ocean, so I didn't have an experience constantly about red tide. I mean, certainly I've experienced it enough to know what it is. It's something that was fairly consistent over time. Like, it was guaranteed red tide's going to happen once or twice or whatever, you know, every single year for a period of a week or two or something like that. That's kind of my general recollection. But, again, I haven't lived down there in a dozen years, and... I grew up there. So, there's been the study done. I don't know where we're at in your story that you're reporting from.
Mostly.
What was the source on that?
Covered. It was, let me give you just a second here. Sorry, I wasn't prepared for you to ask me that particular question. WMFE.org.
MFE, okay.
I'm not familiar with that, which broadcast affiliate that, or, you know, syndicate that is.
And so the statement, and if there's more, please share it, but the statement so far is... The scientists from some college went there. They did some testing in Lake Okeechobee. They did testing...
Caloosahatchee River.
In a river and in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Caloosahatchee River comes out in Fort Myers.
And they tested the Gulf itself, right?
Yeah.
And the idea is, where does this algae bloom that causes... That is red tide, right? It's this algae bloom. Where does that come from? What starts that? And they believe that it has to do with fertilizers.
Yeah, fertilizers.
Specifically synthetic fertilizers.
Nitrates, yep. Coming out of the synthetic fertilizers.
And that somehow creates the algae, basically?
Sure. Okay, what's algae?
I have no idea.
It's plants.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a science guy.
I'm not, man.
Okay.
I'm straight up. I'll admit to you. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, good. Algae, plants, fertilizer to make plants grow, right?
Okay.
So you dump fertilizer in a place with algae, what's going to happen to the algae?
It's going to grow.
Excellent. And if you get enough algae grow, then it sucks up all the oxygen in the water, right? And the fish die.
Okay. And that's why... Is that where the smell comes from? Is from the dead fish, or does the algae itself also generate a scent?
I don't know. I think that must be the algae.
Huh.
because it, you know, the waves coming in on the Gulf, you know, aerializes it or something, aerosolizes it.
Well, according to Live Science, what causes a red tide? Red tides aren't just the scourge of beachgoers. They're deadly to marine life like fish, birds, and even manatees, and can have a serious impact on human health as well. Red tide occurs when the population of certain kinds of algae, known as dinoflagellates, explodes, creating what's called an algal bloom. Scientists sometimes refer to red tides as harmful algal blooms, or HABs. When millions of these microscopic algae reproduce and cluster in one area of the ocean, they can actually change the color of the water. So this we weren't sure about earlier when you'd asked, Aria, and neither you or I, Mark, had really ever noticed an actual red coloring to the water. But according to this, it can happen. According to the CDC, a rusty shade of red is often seen, though the color may range from pink or orange to brown or yellow. There are three types of algae associated with red tides in the Gulf of Mexico. Carinia brevia is especially prevalent along the west coast of Florida and the Texas shore. Farther north, Alexandrium fundiens is found on the Atlantic coastline from New England into Canada. Now, the other story, or the Wikipedia article, said this was mostly a Florida thing, but it's saying here that, it could happen along the Atlantic. And then Alexandrium catenella is common throughout the Pacific, from Mexico to Alaska and along the coasts of Australia and Japan. So turns out it's not necessarily just a Florida thing.
Well, algae's everywhere, and so are synthetic fertilizers.
But these are the ones associated with red tides specifically. A number of factors can cause an algal bloom to grow: low salinity, a high nutrient content in the water, that would be the nitrates, right?
Yep.
And warmer than usual surface water temperatures are usually cited as contributing to a red tide's formation. The algae linked to red tides contain a toxin that affects the nervous and digestive systems of animals. Red tides are usually accompanied by a massive die-off of fish, as well as the birds and other animals that feed on those fish.
When you see a big fish washed up on the beach, I mean, little fish, you see it all the time with red tide, but when you see a big fish, it's a pretty saddening experience, because you're like, huh. Somebody could have caught this fish and fed their family. This fish could have bred and created more fish. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, here it is, lying on the beach, dead, because, well, we're just polluting the water all the time. And, look, libertarians have a very difficult time with this whole environmental issue because they never want to hold the people responsible.
Well, how do you hold people responsible in the case here? Because we're still not sure about anything, right? Like, this is just a scientific study that has been done. Maybe it wasn't even scientific. I don't know. It was science. People from a university went and they measured some stuff, and, you know, the professor in charge says, aha!
Well, I think ideally, you know, we would take him to a civilian court, present the case, and have a jury determine whether
why
or not
would you want to have a jury
sound.
Do it? I mean, look,
that is the
talking,
because the well,
I would trust the judgment of 12 people more than I trust the judgment of one person.
They have, at this point, that's all we've got for
but
an arbitration order.
No. But we're talking about a future where it's a libertarian future.
We're talking
about
red tide right now.
We're talking. No, but she's talking about in the future where it's an actual libertarian future. Wouldn't you want a professional jury or some group of people that actually knows about, I don't know, science? You don't want me sitting on a jury because I'm like, what's a nitrate?
Yeah. Not useful.
Yeah, more coming up here.
Most people just want to go home.
Yeah, 855 453. Yeah, and of course, juries are coerced in the current situation that we have. It's Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S. had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
And regarding the trade deals that are being negotiated, the president says,
this landmark trade deal will increase exports of wheat from Montana, dairy from Wisconsin, chicken from Georgia, and products from farmers and ranchers all across our country.
Jake Patterson, the man accused of killing two people and kidnapping a 13-year-old girl in Barron County, Wisconsin, made his initial court appearance. Patterson appeared via video monitoring through the jail, and a judge issued a $5 million cash bond. Patterson is also not to have any contact with the victim. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was down 86 points. The close at 23,909. S&P and NASDAQ were also down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. We're talking about controversy over science, which, you know, I'm not a scientist, but Aria, didn't you go to school for physics or something like that?
I did. I majored in physics briefly.
Yeah, so we actually do have, like, a science person here, Mark. And it's
I don't know if I would go that far.
Well, the thing about science is, Ian, it doesn't transfer necessarily particularly well to other forms of science.
There are different studies, yeah, different fields.
Yeah, there's different branches of science, And physicists, although, you know, they probably have a better way of thinking about the problem than most, don't necessarily aren't going to be able to answer, you know, your questions about marine biology.
Well, the good thing is the internet is here as well, and so we can ask it questions.
Thank goodness for that.
And so we're learning about, I think we've already learned, you know, Mark, even though you and I grew up in Florida, we didn't really even know that apparently some of these red tides can actually color the water red. Who knew?
I heard that it was red algae, but that was about it.
Well, it can be red. It can be, according to the story over at LifeScience.com, it can be pink, orange, brown, or even yellow. So it depends on the brand of the algae. And
the color of the water, too, right?
Yeah, probably that as well.
Red and blue makes purple.
Speaking of beautiful beaches, we will be down in Mexico. Mark, you're actually going to be hitting the road to do some extended traveling. You're going down to the Miami Bitcoin Conference.
Miami Bitcoin Conference, I leave day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the way, Bitcoin.com will have a booth there, so you can come and check us out there.
Are you going to be hanging out at the Bitcoin.com booth?
I'll be hanging out near it.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably find a place where I can do recordings a little better, but I'll hang there. Hang out there, sure.
And then you're going off on a business thing that you have, a meeting somewhere, and then you've got the Anarchapulco from February 14th through the 17th in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. And so you're going to be broadcasting your show, Edgington Post. You're going to be recording episodes from all along the journey, I suspect. You'll be arriving in Acapulco
early. Maybe
we'll
put some up on the podcast. It'll be great.
Yep. You'll be arriving in Acapulco early, starting at the beginning of February.
Right.
So you're going to be spending an extended period of time with the family down there. So you'll be, again, you'll be checking in on the podcast. And listeners will be able to find out what you're up to. But in Acapulco, the time you really want to be there is February 14th through the 17th, along with Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and dozens more speakers. Loads of speakers. We're talking multiple stages. In Acapulco last year, 1,700 people. It was a sold-out event. This year, they have rented the entire resort. So it wasn't the whole resort last time.
Nope.
This time it is.
There were a lot of confused people wandering around wondering what the heck was going on.
And you talked to the organizer this year. They've got a pro in, somebody who's done this a lot, apparently.
Yep.
And she said there were, what, less than 500 tickets, less than 200 hotel rooms left, basically?
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was last week.
That was a week ago. And now we're exactly 1 month away, basically, from the start.
Yeah.
Of this. So if you've been putting this off, maybe you weren't sure if you could get the time off or whatever, don't wait any longer. Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. You'll save money on your tickets, and you'll be able to attend an amazing voluntarist.
You'll have a wonderful time, and we'd love to see you.
It's the only, it's the key, I would say the best, certainly the biggest, and in my opinion, the best voluntarist, anarchist, libertarian gathering of the entire year. And it's in a beautiful location, so you really can't beat this. The prices are a great deal. I mean, I would never be able to justify spending the money to go to a resort like this, but
here, it's nice to have it there.
It's actually reasonable. Like in Mexico, you get a five-star resort for the price of what you might pay for maybe a
hotel room,
two-star, three-star hotel in the United States. So it's amazing.
Awesome.
Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Get on down there. All right, so hopefully they won't be ravaged by red tide over in Mexico.
Doesn't seem likely.
We're talking a little bit more about what that is, but let's go to the phones here where Bobby is actually on the line in Florida. Bobby, from what part of Florida do you hail?
Okay, I live in Lakeland, Florida. It's about 35, 40 minutes away from Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Are there any rednecks?
An hour away from Sarasota.
Bobby, are there any rednecks in Lakeland, Florida?
Oh, yes, yeah. 100%.
We used to play them in football.
Oh, yeah.
My God, those corn-fed country boys.
Now, it's funny because my parents moved from Detroit after the 64 riots. And anyway, so I don't have much of an accent, which is weird. But I grew up for 17 years in South Carolina, and then for the past 13 years, I've been in Florida. So anyways, I was explaining about this whole red tide deal. I called Captain Mike Anderson. He's on 970 WFLA in Florida.
Big station.
Tampa.
Yes, great
station. Absolutely. And so what happened? So this is what's going on with this red tide. Big Sugar has taken over south of Lake Okeechobee.
Okay.
And now what they did with Lake Okeechobee, they started diverting water from Lake Okeechobee to their Big Sugar farms,
Okay. Which,
Mark, you are correct. It is from the nitrates. Now, from the nitrates is coming from Big Sugar. Now, what Big Sugar did was they started to take the water and then infiltrate it down to their Big Sugar farms, which a guy asked me in the Discord chat, well, what about Small Sugar? There's no Small Sugar anymore.
Okay.
There's only Big Sugar.
It's hard to find small farmers, period. You basically have to go meet them at their farm and chit-chat with them, maybe get into a CSA or something like that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, if you're getting food from a grocery store, it's very difficult to get something that's produced by a small farmer.
Well, big likes big, and government regulations run the little guys out of business in the first place. Plus, the big guys get subsidies. in a lot of ways.
100%. So what they've done, they diverted water to Big Sugar. And so now since they diverted the water from Lake Okeechobee, which comes from Lake Kissimmee, which I go to Lake Kissimmee every other week to go and fish. And then so Lake Kissimmee is a big deal because Lake Kissimmee feeds Lake Okeechobee all of its water. So that little line you see in Florida going down to Lake Okeechobee, that's Lake Kissimmee. And that's what I fish on a weekly, every two times a month I go down and fish. And anyways, what has happened, they diverted water from Lake Okeechobee and Lake Kissimmee and their rivers, and now since they're getting all their water there, all the water and the nitrates are running off into the Gulf from Big Sugar. And Rick Scott, the former governor who just now turned senator, allowed Big Sugar all kinds of subsidies, all kinds of legalizations of stuff that they could do with the waterways and this and that, which you would never be able to do before.
Mm.
And now all that nitrate is running into the Gulf and causing this red tide into the Gulf, which is, these guys, I talked to a captain Mike Anderson, and he's never seen this in the 30 years he's been here.
Yeah.
He's never seen it as bad. And it's from the nitrates runoff from Big Sugar, which the government subsidizes to, fill their pocket. I'm sure politicians are involved in making money off of it.
You're talking about Okeechobee, that's down in the south part of the state, right?
That's correct.
Are you saying that that's affecting the northern portions or the central portions of the Gulf of Mexico?
Up to Sarasota, up to Tampa Bay.
Well, the Caloosahatchee River comes off of Lake Okeechobee. Well, there's the Okeechobee Waterway, uh-huh, which is a canal system that's drawn through there. So the Caloosahatchee, that empties out into the Caloosahatchee. I'm not exactly sure that it comes like right at the head of it or anything, but it comes out into the Caloosahatchee. Then the Caloosahatchee goes out into the Gulf. If there's counterclockwise, Gulf rotations or whatever going on, then yeah, you're darn right that stuff's going to head up that way.
Yeah, and so it's all government intervention causing crap happening to cause dead, not just fish, like you were saying, Ian, you mentioned the manatees, mm-hmm, dolphins. We've had whales wash up on shore, and this is the worst. And I've talked to captains out that go out and they do charters and stuff,
mm-hmm,
and they've never seen it as bad it has been in the past year. And it was just been so bad, and it's because Big Sugar and Rick Scott, the senator, now the senator of Florida.
Well, I'm sure the government can get us out of this problem that they created.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Let's create some new government rules and programs. Hey, Bobby, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It sounded good there on Twitch. If you want to jump, or not Twitch, on Discord. He's probably watching us on Twitch because he's in the Twitch chat as well. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can join us there, and you'll sound great, presuming you got a little bit of bandwidth. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, there's a big ruling regarding your smartphone and what the police can do to get into it without your consent. We'll tell you about that on the way here. But we've been talking about the problem of red tide, and it's something that if you visited Florida or some of the other Gulf Coast states, and according to this article at Life Science, it does exist outside of Florida.
Yeah.
There was another story I said looked at that suggested it was only really the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, the Gulf.
But it's saying here it's not just
Florida for the United States. They're saying it's not just the Gulf.
But they're saying it's not just the Gulf either. They're saying it's also Alaska. Sure. It's also Mexico. It's even from New England into Canada, according to this. So we're just kind of learning a little bit more about what red tide is, because, Mark, even though you and I lived there and we smelled it, we didn't know a whole lot about it.
Well, there was a Wikipedia, when I was having to deal with red tide. And mostly red tide wasn't the biggest problem when you and I were growing up. We grew up separate times, but it's only in the last couple few years that it's really become a huge issue.
It's gotten worse, is what you're saying.
As Bobby from Florida mentioned.
Yeah, so Bobby says he believes that it is the big sugar producers in South Florida that are using these synthetic fertilizers, which is what brings us back to the very beginning of the hour, where you had an article about some science folks from a university who went down there and did some testing, and they determined, they believe, that it's these synthetic fertilizers that are causing the algae blooms that are the red tide that lead to massive fish die-offs.
Yeah. One thing I didn't get out of this article that I want to get out just to make sure that we're, completely fair here, the second highest reading collected came from rainwater. So some of these nitrates are just being brought up into the atmosphere and then dropped back down.
Interesting. A little bit more here about the red tide, and then I want to talk about the nitrates and fertilizers as well, because I found some more information about that too. So we're kind of learning along with you here, as we frequently do on Free Talk Live. Feel free to weigh in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So they say here that a number of factors can cause algae's or the algal bloom to grow. Low salinity, high nutrient content in the water, and a warmer-than-usual surface water temperatures are frequently cited as contributing to the red tide's formation. They usually are accompanied by a massive die-off of fish, as well as birds and other animals. Even the larger animals that feed on the fish, shellfish, and other marine life can be killed if they consume enough of the toxin. A red tide in Florida, now this was written in 2013. Back in 2013, has been blamed for a significant die-off of manatees, while another red tide in 2012 may have caused a large number of squid deaths in California. Humans are also vulnerable to the toxic effects of a red tide. Wave action can release the algae's toxins into the air.
That's what I said. I'm a genius.
Causing respiratory problems among people near the shoreline, particularly those with asthma, emphysema, or other respiratory illnesses.
Yeah, this is the reason that you will see this problem solved.
No, see,
because the rich people,
I'm not sure it can be solved,
aren't going to put up with this.
I'm not sure it can be solved, other than letting nature take its course and letting some aquatic life evolve that consumes red algae.
Mm, which could take quite a while.
It could take quite a while, but I mean, that's going to have to be the ultimate solution.
Well, they could stop using these synthetic fertilizers, and that sure would help. Something's
it
changed
might.
In the
well,
last few years.
Well, that's what you
years.
Think.
Something's changed in the last few years.
But, I mean, the damage also may be done by now, you know? It may be one of those things that can't be reversed.
Well, it's not like red tide's happening all the time. There are blooms. And is it possible that you can stop the blooms? Well, if you stop one of the contributing factors, presumably you will stop the blooms. I think that Big Sugar could, if it chose to, use organic fertilizers, or we could just stop producing sugar in the Everglades. I mean, you can only do so much in a given geographic area without having the cause and effect happen.
Well, you
know, everything ends up in the ocean anyway. I mean, it doesn't matter where we form it at.
It's true.
It's going to end up in the ocean.
Nutrients end up in the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, the big sugar producers aren't just going to sell their crops and sell their land just because Mark thinks, we ought to do this. We ought to move all the sugar down to wherever, just not here. And they're just, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so it's not Mark, because I don't have any property. Like, here's a message to all y'all in Siesta Key. Screw you and your red tide, okay? All right? So now... Right now, I've got some mad people on Siesta Key. And they're
Jerry Springer.
These people have money.
No, he's on Bird Key.
He's suffering just as much on Bird Key. Isn't there the basis for AC/DC on Bird Key, too?
No, Brian Johnson, the singer for AC/DC.
Yeah. How many other rock stars that you can think of are in that area?
I don't know. I used
Allman
to know
Brothers
the maid on, of Brian Johnson's house, though.
Weren't the Allman Brothers on Longboat?
I don't know.
So this gives you some idea of the money that's sitting there on Longboat Key,
there's
Lido
a lot of
Key,
money out there.
Bird Key, Siesta Key, Casey Key. I can keep going, folks.
And it would be amusing to see some of them have their housing values plummet and have to sell them off, and people get some really sweet, except for when the red tide happens.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to do
property
that.
For
they've got time, and they're going to, they're going to move inland or someplace else for a little while, let everything air out till the winter time. Then they come down and enjoy the nice winters in Florida.
Red tide doesn't happen during the winter?
Generally not.
Huh.
And then that's when the lawsuits start. The lawyers are getting rung up as we speak right now. And you're going to find that Big Sugar is not going to be able to fight Big Tourist.
You think so?
Big Tourist really is the big one in Florida.
Well, the toxins can accumulate in shellfish. And because of that, red tides often cause outbreaks of parasitic shellfish poisoning, PSP, and amnesic shellfish poisoning, ASP. Both illnesses affect the nervous system.
That's what that means. Never heard of amnesia.
Well, what do you think? What is amnesia?
I got it.
Well, what is it?
It's when you can't remember things.
ASP can cause dizziness and disorientation. And in extreme cases, PSP can cause respiratory paralysis, resulting in death by asphyxiation.
This can happen in humans from eating animals affected by the red algae?
I guess it could, you probably don't want to eat the shellfish that's been red-tided.
It's marinated in red tide.
Red tides occur worldwide, and so there it goes, not just Florida, worldwide, and some reports indicate their occurrence is on the rise. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the phenomenon now takes place almost every summer along Florida's Gulf Coast, for example.
Didn't used to.
Global warming may be contributing to the increase, they say. Researchers at NOAA use computer models to determine how warming ocean temperatures might change the timing and frequency of the algal blooms associated with red tides, which would explain why it's not happening as much during the winter.
Right.
Not that it cools off that much, but maybe it's enough to where it's not
happening.
Quote, we found that not only will the risk for toxic blooms increase with the present-day bloom season, which is typically between July and October, but the bloom season itself will also expand, said Stephanie Moore from the NOAA. Now, with that, let's go and talk about organic fertilizer, because, Mark, you had suggested that the nitrites, or the science, nitrates, the science-y folks who did this test said, this is the problem. It's these synthetic fertilizers.
Well, they said it was the nitrates.
Which you have said comes from the synthetic fertilizers.
That's what I've said.
And I asked the question of, well, don't you need these nitrates to, you know, healthy up the soil? Isn't that the whole point of the fertilizer, to have, you know, different nutrients that are added in? So wouldn't these also appear in the organic fertilizers as well? Here's an article from GardenMyths.com titled, What is Organic Fertilizer? By Robert Pavlis. It says, if you read a number of websites, especially organic gardening ones, you will quickly realize there are two basic kinds of fertilizer. There's the synthetic fertilizer, which you buy in bags. This fertilizer is clearly bad. Then there's the good stuff, organic fertilizer. And this has been your narrative tonight so far. What is the real difference between organic fertilizer and synthetic fertilizer? Is there a difference? The answer may surprise you. Wikipedia defines fertilizer as any organic or inorganic material of natural or synthetic origin, other than liming material, that is added to a soil to supply one or more plant nutrients essential to the growth of plants. From a gardener's perspective, fertilizer may contain NPK and minor nutrients, sulfur, magnesium, iron, etc. The NPK number is short for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
Right.
If you look on the bags, there's different numbers associated.
Right. You'll see fertilizer tends to like 666 or 12, 12, 12. I didn't mean to call the number of the beast. Sorry, folks out there that have just hit the ceiling in your car.
Synthetic fertilizer.
But they really do have fertilizer called 666.
Yeah. I'm sure they do, but I thought ammonium nitrate was like the key component of all fertilizer in the first place.
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Well, we're going to learn more about
it. I'm not a chemist, but I do, you know, have worked in nurseries and done plenty of fertilizing, and, you know, my wife had an organic garden. Yeah.
So what is the difference between synthetic and organic fertilizer? We'll tell you a little bit more about it coming up here in moments. A little gardening here tonight on Free Talk Live. We really cover a lot of the bases.
Well,
here,
the red tide's a big deal, and it's really divisive.
Yeah, and there's no real, I don't think, even though these scientists seem to think they know a thing or two, I don't think there's a real conclusion here, but we're going to continue in moments. And we can get back into that jury question as well. I did make a note about that, so professional juries versus amateurs on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year, and every day it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc,
I love this product. It really works. By Brad. Works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.